Christian, is it fair to say this is the first opponent that's really truly committed to the run, like the Titans that you guys have seen so far this week?
Say it again?
Just the first opponent you've seen that runs the ball the way Tennessee does.
You know, they got a good running back. You know, DeMarco Murray, he's back to being DeMarco Murray. They'll be Norm Az in Dallas. So, you know, they got a good dual running backs, you know, Henry too. So, you know, we just got to make sure we play fundamentally sound and, you know, attack the line of scrimmage.
How tough is a back, like Derrick Henry, obviously doesn't get the ball.
Yeah, that's a big dude. He is a big guy. I think he's leading the league in, as far as breaking tackles. So, us as a defender, you know, we want to be able to wrap up and gang tackle. So he won't be able to break those tackles and stretch the play. So we just got to play fundamentally sound and, you know, just not let him become a spark.
What have you thought of the team's run defense so far this
year? I think we took some strides. I think we improved in certain areas. Now we just really got to make sure we home in on our small details, you know, whether it's missed tackles or, you know, not setting the edge or, you know, not being in the right gap. So we just got to pay more attention to the small details and fix those, and I think we'll be fine. I think we're making a lot of strides.
Hey, Chris, Gordon worked a lot in the hungry before he got here, the Titans coordinator. If Gordon is... It's a special game for him at all to go up against his mentor, that's talk at all.
You know, whenever you have a defensive coordinator, you know, going back to the previous team, you know, you always want to play for something bigger than yourself. You know, you want to play for your defensive coordinator. You want to make sure you go out there and make plays and, you know, make him look, you know, good, like his defense works, which it does. So, you know, we all just, you know, just trying to buy into to this defense and try to be a part of this defense as much as possible and go on the road and get a win.
Other than the fact that you're all trying to get that win,
it
seemed like anything special
for his opponent? You know, Horton, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he's the same guy regardless of what's going to happen or where he came from and things like that. You know, he's the same guy that's going to coach. He's going to do his same thing. He's not going to change. He's going to have his game plan that he wants to take down to Tennessee, and, you know, we just got to execute. So I know Ray Horton will be ready for this game, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, his play calling will be called well.
How difficult have these first 5 weeks been with the injuries piling up the way they have? You know, Hugh Jackson's really established that, hey, no excuses, the 11 out there have to play no matter what. But just from a realistic standpoint, how tough have these 5 weeks been?
You never want to see one of your guys go down. That's always tough, especially our leaders on offense. With RG and Josh, you never want to see things like that happen. But you know, that's football. So you know, you gotta keep going, and you gotta believe into the next man that he's gonna get the job done. You know, we're a team, so we practice the same way, we study the same way. So I have all faith in those players that's gonna step in.
How impressive has been with some of the young guys like a Green Body Calhoun, mm-hmm. who just, you know, steps in off the mm-hmm. street and plays well. Just how impressed have you been by some of these young guys?
Very impressed. I knew Bryn. I saw him play when he was in college. He went to Minnesota, so I was very familiar with him. And I knew once he got on the field, he was going to make plays. And just like these other young guys are stepping up, you know, I have total faith in him. You know, like I said, I go to practice every day with these guys. I know what they can do. I know what potential they have. So, you know, I'm very proud of the way they've been playing, and we just got to keep continuing to go forward.
What do you think the key is to limiting some tight ends better than you guys have so far this season?
Man, we gotta know that a lot of quarterbacks, you know, that's some of their top targets is a tight end. So we just gotta make sure we be physical with the tight ends. You know, get a jump on their routes, know what routes they're running, the concepts. And like I said, be physical with them. That's how you limit the tight ends.
And Delaney Walker, another top guy, right? What do you see from him?
Oh man, he's an athlete. You know, I believe he ran 4.4 something in his combine. So you know, he's a guy that can fly. You know, he's a game changer. He's one of their top targets. And you know, I tip my hat off to him. He's a good player. But you know, we just got to make sure that we don't give him a spark. So just got to tune in on him and make sure we know where he's at around the field, and we'll be fine.
Chris, I know Mariota can run. I mean, defense by running. But is there any kind of rhyme or reason to how they use him as a runner from game to game?
You know, I don't know what they think about or, you know, how they want to use him, but Just looking at fam, you know, he know how to extend plays. A lot of times we've seen on his zone reactions, he'll dump off a ball when you don't even think he's going to pass it, you know. So he can definitely hurt you with his feet and his arm, and, you know, we just got to make sure we play sound defense and eliminate him from being a big playmaker, because we know the guy can fly. You know, he's faster than a lot of guys. And I think a lot of times people forget about, you know, how real fast he is. So, you know, I think they use him pretty well. And we just got to make sure we trust the game plan and trust the system.
They have some designed runs for him.
Yeah.